With Mother's Day just around the corner, are you thinking about something truly special for your mama? I am. And let me tell you about mylifeinabook.com. It's a unique service that turns your mom's life stories into a beautiful book. Pretty cool, right? So here is how it works. Every week, mylifeinabook.com will send her a question via email, and these can be pre-written questions about her life or any custom questions you wish to ask. And then she can either type her response or record her voice. And then mylifeinabook.com compiles all of her responses into a beautiful keepsake book. And then guess what? They can even create an audiobook using her voice recordings. You get to preserve her voice and her stories for your family. I mean, imagine you're discovering stories about her youth, her adventures, the challenges that she had to overcome in life, the way that you two connect and relate, and also the way her grandkids will relate to her. I mean, this book becomes a legacy and something that you and your future generations can truly treasure forever. I mean, your mom's given you a lifetime of stories, so this is your chance to give her a way to share them. And not only am I creating one for my mom now for Mother's Day, but for my dad's birthday, as my dad is turning 80 this year, and I like to gift him with sentimental gifts. You know, he's gifted my family and I so many treasured moments. So I wanted to create something for us to collect these memories and for my future kids, for them to know my father's voice. So beautiful, sentimental, easy to use. Let me emphasize, easy to use. And you can truly create one for anyone. Your mom, your dad, your bestie, maybe even you. So check out mylifeinabook.com and use code MAGIC at checkout for 10% off. Create an unforgettable gift for your mom this Mother's Day. That's mylifeinabook.com and use code MAGIC for 10% off today. As someone who is so excited to garden this spring, yet really wants top quality soil, I'm really excited to introduce you to Coast of Maine, which is an esteemed brand renowned for its organic soil offerings. And if you're seeking to infuse your home environment with a nourishing essence that promotes flourishing plant life, you're gonna wanna listen to this, because with over 28 years of expertise, Coast of Maine has meticulously crafted soils sourced from oceanic waters and farms certified for organic cultivation. It's so nice to find such a sustainable, eco-friendly brand who really emphasizes the importance of natural ingredients to enrich their soil. And I mean, they have, like I said, top quality with rigorous quality control and OMRI listed certification. Their diverse range of products caters to all gardening needs. Most of our soils may lack appropriate nutrients for success for our plants, and our plants need this. We want to regenerate the healthy microbes in our soils to set up for gardening success and just for our plants to thrive. So if we add Coast of Maine products, this will indeed help. Whether you're planting trees or shrubs or perennials in your yard, adding Coast of Maine soil in your planting holes leads to a long, slow feeding of your plants, making them self-sufficient and vibrant, which we love. Let's say you want a vegetable garden. Not only will you receive abundant harvest, but there will be less feeding and maintenance throughout the season. Amazing. You know that everything grown in Coast of Maine soil is organic and safe for your family and friends right out of the garden. And then you get to also feel good about their sourcing, as I'm so thankful they provide natural ingredients, because they will never include household waste or biosolids. And we know that nothing nurtures the world above better than the soil below, cultivated from products and practices rooted in Coast of Maine. And so they will continually perfect the art and science of sourcing, mixing, and composting products worthy of the people and the place that inspired their brand and the healthier world it was built to serve. Coast of Maine believes in nurturing relationships with local retailers. We love supporting local, and the products are carried by local retail partners who can provide advice and insight not found in big box stores. So Coast of Maine knows from beginner to expert. Anyone who takes a hand to the land has something to offer the growing community of gardeners everywhere. And their products make organic gardening simple and approachable so we can all garden. So let's get to growing. Visit coastofmaine.com to find a local retailer near you. That's Coast of Maine, like the state with an E, coastofmaine.com.
I ask my soul how I found my path, it was a combination of messing up many times to live a message that my soul truly desired to embody, but also taking many perceived wrong turns, which in fact were never wrong, as they always taught me many lessons. They're just different paradigms than what I could have done. And there's nothing wrong with that, because I will still always be living my truth.
Now let the magic begin.
Why, hello, Soul Tribe. It's Raquel. And last but not least, part 3 is here to conclude the anniversary series with you and she, or me, I guess. Whatever I feel like calling this person my soul chose to be in this life at this time. But before I get back into the rest of the Q&A, I just wanted to say to you, dear tribe, before I met you, I was always seeking a group of humans who I felt I could truly, fully, unapologetically feel free to be she, to be me, and I never knew that I could share and expose some of the wounds I hold and so many secrets I never told to a collective who would listen without judgment and without separation, but with love and an open heart. And though I feared my visions of sharing these truths in this way would make me feel more alone in many ways, because I was so afraid that I would not be seen the same. Then, to my surprise, so many of you reached out and told me that those experiences are also where your trouble lies. And together we all realized that we are being the humans we were planted here to be and support one another in our challenges and in our celebrations and in all our feelings. And the gratitude I feel for you pulses along the spine of my soul, as this reminds me to be open and compassionate in times I'm warm and also in times I'm cold. As we all bear witness to not only our own, but each other's earthly experiences, like a pack of wolves howling when the moon is full and singing to the souls of the curious. So, thank you. Thank you for your ears. Actually, no. Thank you for your heart. And I look forward to our evolution in the upcoming years, as there's truly no substitution for the gifts you've given me from the very start, as it wasn't just me or Allie who created this loving vibe, but really, that rests on you. And those bringing their own magic to the Soul Tribe. Oh, I have chills. Now, let the magic begin with part 3, with you and she.
Hi Jungs, Claudia here. I am from Slovenia. Slovenia is a very small country in Europe between Italy and Croatia, so you will know where Slovenia is. Okay, so I would like to tell how Jung impact my life. Well, very much, in a positive way, of course. So a few years ago, I was very in yoga and meditation and stuff, and because of this crazy life and mad life and the world and stuff, I lost myself very. Until last year, yeah. Until I found Ellie and Raquel on Instagram. Then I started following them, and then I started listening their podcast. And then I become part of Young Tribe. And I am very blessed to be one of you guys. Because my life completely changed. I am more calm. I don't have anxieties anymore. I am more happy. I am so blessed right now and very grateful for this opportunity. And I am, I mean, my life right now is very magical, really magical. And because of Yom Tribe, I found new friends. And I'm very grateful for Hannah and Jaden. They are really special for me and I love them so much. And yeah, my advice for others how to create their own magic is this. You need to stop right now whatever you're doing, especially if you're lost. Stop everything and breathe deeply. And then start writing. Start writing everything, what you want, what you need, what you wish. Don't think, just write. Just write from your heart. And when you will stop writing, be grateful for life, for opportunity to be here on planet Earth, to be alive and to be healthy. Because health is very important. Yeah, and this is my advice. And then if you do this, you'll see the real magic. You'll see it. You'll see how life can be magical and beautiful. Okay, and yeah, this is it for me. I love you guys so much. And I'm very, very grateful for all of you. Thank you. Bye.
All right. Now it is 9 a.m. in Thailand. I've been sitting here for a while, but it's worth it. Okay. Jenny Ruman. Jenny, she asks. Quitting my job, stepping off the conventional path and choosing my own soul path instead comes with obstacles as I am currently learning. Fear and doubt come in easier and faster than anyone else. How did you find your path, commit to it, and stay on it long term? Do you have any tips for dealing with tough times while following your heart without having any guarantee that it's going to work out? Thank you so much in advance, and I'm looking forward to the episode. Love always. Lesser than sign and a 3. Oh, heart. Oh, by the way, Jenny. That's me clapping for you. Like I talked about earlier, about recognizing the challenge of the soul to forego what the fear thoughts and doubts tell you, and to pursue relentlessly what you truly desire. For you to find your path, I would try that intuitive practice that we worked on with Parnia. But wow, this transition is huge to escape what society encourages you to do, to now follow a new path, whatever that path is, that your soul is calling just to make this world a slightly better place. And when I asked my soul how I found my path, it was a combination of messing up many times to live a message that my soul truly desired to embody, but also taking many perceived wrong turns, which in fact were never wrong, as they always taught me many lessons. They're just different paradigms than what I could have done. And there's nothing wrong with that. because I will still always be living my truth. And they did. They taught me many lessons so I can better thrive and overcome obstacles trying to block me from walking on the right path, or I guess a right path, as I believe that there are many different paradigms that we can pursue and enjoy, and then also to keep that in mind. But don't put pressure on yourself that there is only one path. There are many, many paths and paradigms that you can choose from. And as long as you stay true to the values of your soul, you will always enjoy them, and most likely without knowing it, walk into the ones that bring more light to your heart, which in turn will always make a great impact on others, and they value and look up to the true person that you are. And to know, just know and trust that those tough times are always leading you to something better and to someone better, and a path that is just better suited for your greatest desire, and that you don't need to know the how it's going to happen or manifest. That in fact, it's honestly just better if you don't know the how or try to figure out the how, but to always follow your why for pursuing whatever you're pursuing, and what, and especially in those tough times, why did you quit your job? And it's not about the job, keep in mind, it's much deeper than that. And also, why are you walking this path now? Why? So stay true to that and follow all those nudges and impulses and little messages delivered to you from the universe of the fun things to pursue along the way, and trust that all these opportunities are guiding you somewhere far beyond what your mind can even imagine right now, as long as you are staying aligned and true to yourself. And, you know, I said yes to so many things, and now I've learned to be good at setting boundaries and saying no to what doesn't feel right as I honor my time. In doing that, the right doors are opening, and the doors that aren't so right for me right now, which they're not bad doors, they're just not right for me right now, those ones are closing or just not coming into my awareness, and they're just not for me. So I applaud you, because I just want you to know it clearly seems that you are on a path that is so great for you right now, because you're aware of the fear and the doubt. And now that you are aware of them, you can shift them.
A message to my fellow Yomi. You don't need anything to be more beautiful than you already are, as you know. But I do understand the uncomfort of walking around with digestive issues, and I've also seen my beautiful friends that are so glowing and radiant, but they happen to have a hard time with their skin. And both of these issues show that there is something unbalanced from within, and that is why I am so happy to have Hum Nutrition Stay With Your Own Magic as one of our most supportive sponsors, and for the Yomis who have worked with their tried and true supplements, and of course some humanisms in this human experience create more challenges. So Hum may have many different solutions to help you out with that. They have the highest quality supplements, as they meticulously select the right, just the perfect micronutrients to balance the beauty from within, from the tummy issues or skin and nails and metabolism and energy and sleep, or deficiencies like B12 and vitamin D, or just a complete detox of the body. Hum has a variety of gluten-free, non-GMO products, and most of them are vegan. So for the Soul Tribers, you can receive a free nutrition report to find the right nutrients to balance your deficiencies. And you can also receive 20% off your purchase.
So you'll not only be supporting your own magic by supporting our sponsor, but you'll also be supporting your shell. So just go to humnutrition.com and enter the promo code MAGIC for 20% off. That's humnutrition.com, promo code MAGIC. Zoe Waltelier. Zoe, I hope I pronounced your last name right. But Zoe asks, how is your journey with food going? Have you ever allowed yourself to eat whatever you want to see if you can try and trust your body's natural hunger cues again? I'm currently doing it right now. And what has your experience been with Instagram? I know you're not on it anymore, and I'm so envious. What have you found through not going on it? You are so amazing. Keep shining, babe. Coming from another 25-year-old soul searcher. Whew, dear Zoe. Well, first, my food journey. You can listen to my battle and history with food in my journey with it on the Dear Shell episode from earlier this year. I believe that was in March. And also, I've shared it a few times in earlier podcasts with Allie in our duo episodes. And I believe that in March, since that release, well, honestly, there have been moments of weakness and darkness since that episode and doubts that had consumed me, but nope. You know, I whipped out my spiritual tools, my superpowers to lay those moments to rest, went to someone who gets it and spoke my truth, and taken it day by day, giving myself permission. So just for today, to listen and be thankful for my food instead of shame it. And as of this day in October, my relationship with food is so beautiful. I'm so thankful for that, as food has always been one of my challenges that has been part of my journey. And so I'm happy that just for today, I'm so thankful for all the food, all the energy that my rainbow plates provide me. And I make sure that she knows it. And I thank the sun for nourishing the soil and bringing light and energy into the food, and for the wind to spread the seeds of the food for me and more to eat abundantly, and for the water for allowing the seeds of the foods that I'm seeing to grow and to bloom into nutrient-dense food, just to provide me with the right nutrients and to so I can survive and thrive and prevent me from diseases, so those diseases don't form in my body, inside me. And so I'm just thankful for each color and just for each plant nourishing my body optimally, nourishing the cells of my body, and ask to let me know when it's properly fueled. And so the days that I do this mindfully, I do eat so much better, especially for someone with a history like mine of having an over a decade long eating disorder. Severe, and many severe cases too. And so I highly recommend this if you need to take that extra step to really just listen. I'm so proud that you're listening to your hunger cues and just kind of trying to eat whatever you want, but listening to your cues. That's the way it should be. That's the way we should just live. But some of us kind of have to train ourselves to get to that level and be compassionate about that. So because it does come naturally to others, because they have other battles, and some of us have the food battle. And if you do have the food battle, then it's possible for that to be silence, especially when you premeditate that you're just going to enjoy this plate before the first bite. And that is a part of intuitive eating. You're asking your soul, basically, can I intuitively eat so I don't overeat? So, since you're listening to your hunger cues, amazing. You're way ahead of so many that are struggling with their food battles. And I also suggest praying and giving gratitude to your food and all the elements that really nourished your food to raise the vibrations of the food that you're eating, to not only optimally nourish your body with higher vibing food, but also help you listen more deeply to your hunger cues so you gets even better. But there are times where I don't pray or give gratitude, but most times I really do intentionally do my best to do that, and that really does help me to stay connected with my meals. So that's my journey with food, and I'm proud of you for finding something that works for you right now. And as far as Instagram, well, I answered this earlier in with Nadia, and so if you want to rewind back to that, which is in an earlier part of the Happy Anniversary series, then there you go. But also, you also ask, well, expand on this, you also ask, what have I found not being in it? Well, one, it's not that my journey without Instagram is better than or worse than anyone else's. It's just different. But two words, less noise. Actually, four words. Less noise, less distractions. That's what I've found without Instagram right now. It's just one less thing to bring me noise in my life. All right, Sammy Bush. How do you make good friends? I have focused on my relationships that I've had over the years so much that I never took the time and effort to make good girlfriends. I'm now almost 30 years old and I have one good friend and my sister. I need girlfriends. I need that in my life so bad. How can I make friends in this day and time? It's not like college when you just meet people all the time, huh? It's definitely not that easy. Prayer emoji, red heart emoji. Well, dear Sammy, as I put my hands in the prayer emoji position, I totally hear you. It definitely seems like it's just not that easy when we are often self-reflective and perhaps, especially when you don't share some of your soul curiousness to connect with one on that level. And that perhaps is what you crave, or more girlfriends that are also connected to that. But in truth, good people are everywhere. Soul curious seekers are everywhere. And good soul curious seekers who would be good friends are abundantly everywhere, contrary to the reality we create. But sometimes, you know, our fears blind us of them and indeed hold us back from making them. And that fear is just so real, and that fear is in abundance too. It's the desire to want to put ourselves out there that's scarce, and this illusion that we're in this box and no one understands us outside of this box, that we can't be friends with anyone. Now, I'm not saying that that's actually your case, but sometimes when we're on this journey, we tend to think that way. So I'm just speaking from experience and observation. And then there are times when we really are more focused on our career or our relationships that we almost forget to feel the beautiful pleasure of having good friends to have fun with and, you know, for our sanity of our humanisms. So of course, no one needs anyone, but truly, what is life without deepening quality connections? So I'm 99.9% certain that you have so many beautiful things to bring to any person that you could benefit from, that could benefit from you and your presence, Sammy. So perhaps this is a challenge to change your reality on how you perceive the world right now. Sure, you know, most of our illusions of reality make it seem like the world is closed off and it's not like it was in college, but maybe put yourself out there like you did in college. If you truly think that college was the better reality to make friends, well, maybe try to, this is really tailored to you, to change your reality. How did you make friends in college? For me, I was part of so many extracurriculars at USC. Plus, I'd team up with people to study, and those options are obviously not readily available this day and age, but, you know, treat life like you are seeking the collective of like-minded individuals, going to like-minded meetups to join. This is something I'm sure that you already know, but right now this is very practical advice, but reframe your mind around it. So shift that, and perhaps you'll just one day be driving and see a sign that, you know, is delivered to you from the universe or your guides, and it says, join this woman circles at the yoga studio every Friday night. and that's your nudge, then do that. You put in the ask already, and that was your sign. So you just put out, right now, you already put out into the ethers your asks. So listen for the message to come, to lead you to the right people, or be open to all invitations. And also listen to one of the earlier questions in this Happy Anniversary series, where I talk about getting into alignment with the vibration of the people that you want to attract into your life. You know, something I know and that I've applied personally and that I've experienced, something that I've not only deliberately applied, but unintentionally applied, but I have experience. And though I don't apply it daily, I know it's something that has allowed me to manifest the most amazing people and friendships that I couldn't even fathom years ago when I was heavily in tunnel vision in my relationship. But then to meet creatures of this earth, unicorns of this earth that were so vibrationally aligned with me, that's when I knew vibrations do matter. So always, always, always listen to that. Dear listener, this episode is also brought to you by itself, your own magic. Not only is Yom a podcast, but a dedicated secret Facebook group and a Soul Tribe exclusive site. If the messages here and also the words from the listeners that you've heard in this anniversary series, if they resonate with you in any way, I invite you to join us and connect with more soulful and loving souls on the Your Own Magic Facebook group. And if you're interested in my own magic and soul tools, that is exclusive for the Soul Tribe at yourownmagic.live, full of new monthly guided meditations, meditative imaginings, magic challenges, journal questions for the soul, soulful creativity, inspiration, and more self-expansion and discovery tools for the soul to add to your tool belt. So just so much dedicated to helping you tune in and tap into your inner voice, to your soul, and to help you unleash your own magic. So you can find that at yourownmagic.life. It's only $4.44 a month. I wanted to make it super cheap just so anybody could at least try it out, because you can cancel at any time. And also, I'm offering $10 off till the end of October. It's usually $44.44 a year, and you get 2 months free. But now I'm offering it for $34.44 till the end of October, so you get 4 months free. So come check it out at yourownmagic.life. And whether you join or not, just know I am beyond grateful for you taking this time to listen to this podcast and to be part of the tribe in some way. And even more importantly, begin to connect with your soul. Aho. Helen Van Diggelen. I hope I pronounced your name right, Helen. Or is it Helene? Correct me on Facebook. Is it Helen or Helene? I want to make sure I am saying it right. It has those interesting marks above the E's, and I never know what that means, but they look aesthetically pleasing. So Helene or Helen asks, how to get over the fear of dating? Oh, me. Oh dear, Helene, I already don't know, but I'm not going to not answer this, so. And how do you know when someone is right for you? Actually, that I do feel I understand from observation and from past experience of someone who was right for me at the time in my life. And then I've now learned not to settle for less than you want, but is it the right way to judge your dates by the checklist you have for them? How do you know? I've had bad experiences in the past and want to attract real love, but then I also have this sort of checklist of what he should be like. Does that stand in the way of finding love? Ooh, Helene. I can't wait for you to hear an episode next month when I talk to Fairy Godmama Joni about this and the list. Also look back at, it was Lacey Phillips' episode. Ugh, talking about manifesting your partner, which she's had many success stories. In fact, she doesn't know it yet, but also I was one, but in a different capacity. But I'll get into that. First, let's look. So what you've learned to not settle for anything less than what you want, of course, that is something that I've also learned from experience too, and that's something that I stay true to, and I highly recommend for everybody to. To answer your first question, how about we ask the world that together? Because, you know, I wish that I held the answers to everything, but there are spots and certain weak areas in my life that I'm just still trying to navigate, and I go back and forth whether or not I even really want to commit to someone. You know, I'll take a few steps closer to that desire to, then leaps and bounds back because I'm not ready for commitment. But, you know, it's deeper than just commitment. Lots of variables block that desire at this time, and also because I will not settle, I'm quite the picky one, and all those blocks enhance this fear for me that we may even talk about with Joni, because it runs deep. It runs deep. So anyways, I wish I could help you with this one in part, that question in particular, but I do for a fact, and this is something that I'm going to stick to not settle for anything less than I know I deserve and I know I desire, and for you to do the same. So, also funny thing about the checklist. When it comes to their character and their values and their beliefs and their routines and their friends, yes, don't settle for anything less than what you know you deserve there. But I also learned an interesting lesson recently that in my case, I must not, you know, worry about the physical traits, which works because I'm attracted to a wide range of men. But if you listen to one of my old podcasts, actually a few of my old podcasts, I think in March and April, and the one with Lacey, who has had great success in helping people manifest everything about a person they desire, I made a list and included the physical traits. Of course, the personality traits were spiritual and wise and yada, 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 but that list was very long. But the physical and more surface level traits were British and red hair and loves healthy food and taller than me and yada yada. And I thought that I had met him. I met him when Christina was out here, and I met him at that fruit festival, and we swam in the English Channel together and climbed a mulberry tree to eat mulberries off the tree. But so I thought that was so amazing and like, what? But really, when I really got to know him, well, one, he was in love with someone else. I could feel that from a mile away. And two, I could feel inside that this was just not a match made in heaven, though he was pretty much the guy on my list that I envisioned. But I'm so thankful because he opened the door for me to have crushes again, and I realized that though this guy that seemed to check everything off my list, you know, my mind created, we vibrationally were just on different wavelengths and just not a match, a friend match, absolutely. And he was great, but romantic, not at all. And then it made me flash back to one of my old best friends from LA who he looks like Ken, who he was also somebody who was on my list from years ago, like physically, he held the characteristics of my list. And I realized that, you know, when I realized it was just not going to ever be a thing, that we were just more friend connected, it was my first sign that I don't need to write the physical characteristics. And so I keep manifesting this exact replica of the man I envision, but as friends. So now, instead of focusing on physical, I'm open, but the biggest thing is that spark, that karmic explosion like Emery and Trevor talked about in one of the recent episodes, that is something that I will just not back down on. But lists work. They just may show up in different forms as they open the door leading the way to him. So I know that I'm walking towards him, and I've, you know, let down the fears a bit by opening myself up to someone else, and I opened up to them because of that list. So no, the list doesn't stand in the way, and there are many success stories of finding the one from the list, which always evolves as we evolve. So I met a British redhead in England, and 3 years ago, my Chris Hemsworth lookalike, who became my best friend in LA. But still, not ever changing my standards of what kind of guy my personality vibes with, and not changing my standards to have that karmic explosion or romantic spark, and also just neither should you. But see what doors open, as it may lead to someone wonderful in your life.
Happy anniversary to your own magic. What has Yom taught me? It has taught me to lean into my vulnerabilities and confront my shadows. It gave me a space to grieve a loved one and the life I once knew. Ali and Raquel gave me a family who presented me with an immense amount of love and support with every step I took in life. Each beautiful soul became a sister to me. I can't even imagine what my life would be like today if I hadn't stumbled upon this podcast. I could say it was a coincidence, but I truly believe the universe conspired to bring me into a family when I had just lost mine. So be thankful for today, because in one moment, your entire life could change. There is no one in this entire galaxy like you. You are unique, and no one else can offer the world what you can. That breath you just took, it's a gift. So take my hand and let's spread our magic. Whatever it may be, I know you will be a lighthouse to the world, my beautiful, magical soul.
Last few questions. Kendall Ormiston, she asks, how have you dealt with growing apart from the traditional beliefs of your family? I was raised by a wonderful and loving Christian family, but I found the religion too restricting for me personally and have now begun to branch out and create my own unique set of beliefs. I feel so much happier and empowered by my newfound grasp on existence, but I'm afraid to share it with my friends and family as I know they will be incredibly distressed and unaccepting. It will create a lot of tension and hurt from them as they are very traditional and not open to things outside their beliefs. Do you have any advice for how to navigate this? Dear Kendall, you have a few different roads. I'm not at all qualified to give you professional license advice, but I will just give you from the advice of what my heart is telling me, and if it resonates with you, feel free to pursue that. This is a great step to take this opportunity to grow with your family. This is your family. The earthly force that, you know, bonds you together is unconditional and unconditional love. They only want you to believe what they believe as what they believe is likely what they truly think is best for you to live a better life and go to heaven. So, of course, you know that their fears and their angers, what they may share, the pains that they may share is only out of love. And as they're doing their best from what they know, because they love you. And so to have compassion for that, as we're all just always doing our best from what we know, but also have compassion for yourself during this time to follow your heart, even if it feels a little hard and challenging at times because you're worried about them and their judgment. Usually, most secrets, if you hold this in, will be released in other ways, such as anger or substance abuse or overeating. I'm not saying that that's what you're prone to do. It's just examples. So speak your truth from a loving place. And when you do, never minimize or devalue their beliefs that they project. In fact, just bring light to their beliefs and accept it truly and verbally. verbally for them. And I know this, you know, it's so much easier for me to just say, as I'm not emotionally involved in this with you. And so I can't fully step in your shoes and understand your family's way of backlash. But from what I've witnessed in the past is that when you live by example and live out of love, the family will see that you're happy, and that's what matters. And I'm sure, I know that they truly love you more than any beliefs that they hold, though it may not seem like it now, and it is going to, of course, be so painful in the beginning as this is part of your journey together. But what will really eat at you for longer, and no matter what, it's going to be revealed. So it can be more of an explosive reveal or a more controlled reveal when you do open up about your core beliefs instead of hiding who you are from those you love. It's better to just speak your truth now as secrets eat you away, and show them that the light it brings you, live by example. And then one day or one month or a year or who knows how long, but they will either accept it or, better yet, perhaps fully embrace it or be interested and inspired by it if you're living by your true example and showing so much light and love in the world. So as long as you always, always, always approach with love and hold back any arguments, bite your tongue, or don't debate, don't swear, allow them to share their fears with, as long as you keep a protected bubble around you so it doesn't penetrate your soul or have a wall up. Like, for example, sometimes I go into a weird and interesting zone where I hear my dad debating about politics and things that I just don't think is worth a breath, or B, definitely far from anything enlightening or of love. And, you know, I kind of put a Charlie Brown horn on him, so he's kind of sounding like wah 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 wah, so he kind of sounding, but I'm letting him share without me creating any sort of animosity or tension in this area. But sometimes I speak up and say no, and it's fine. But I digress. So you are your own empowered being, and you get to choose how to mindfully respond to all their worries, and instead of react and defend, respond in an empowered way. That's so powerful. I truly think that the hardest part, you said it will be, is to hurt them. And I hope this doesn't come off the wrong way, but that is not on you. It's not. It's just, do your best to remember that as you work through this, that they love you no matter what. Keep that in mind. Family is not about connecting to the label of Christianity or whatever they believe. Family is about connecting to the heart of each other. And perhaps, you know, this is just a journey of acceptance for the both of you. And expectations will just make it worse. So don't expect a gentle reaction right away. In fact, don't expect anything, but just that you are allowing yourself to be open and speaking your truth. I remember my grandma had a little bit of a difficult time when I left the Mormon church. And I actually can remember vividly many talks with her about this. And she was just curious, and she's truly so kind. So it was I never really had a hard time with it. But the one time that I did tell her that I don't believe in hell, that was the only time I saw my grandma's eyes widen with fear. It actually really freaked me out to see her like that. But, you know, as a true good Christian woman, all she did was give me an abundance of love and not treat me any differently and take me to church, of course, on Sundays if I was staying with her. But, well, you sit with your ward for about 3 hours, I think. And I think she even sometimes would stay longer. It was so painful. But I did it because I loved her, and I know she loved me. And also, you know, some beautiful parts too, like the music. And I also enjoyed being around people that were just so nice and happy, and they were in spirit at church. So I think she was more open to, I think they were all open to me being who I was, because I wasn't judging them. I was open and I listened, and I just was just living with them from love. Wow. So I hope this helps and resonates in some way. Oh, and I hope all of this helps all of you and it resonates in some way. Wow, I feel so good right now. I'm on such a high. Oh, last question. Ashley Taylor Young, how do you feel about the use of the word tribe? Clearly, I don't like it since I never ever say it.
Hello, Soul Tribe.
Hello, Soul Tribe.
Tribe.
Dear Tribe.
Tribe.
Soul Tribe.
Tribe.
Hey, Tribe. Dear Tribe. I love you.
No, tribe. Tribe is everything. Tribe is family, but a chosen family that you feel this unspoken, unwritten connection to from the soul. That's how I feel about a tribe. And everyone that is listening right now, wow, that wraps it up with the questions. And I have been sitting here for almost 3 hours. Ah, wow. Oh my gosh. So my booty is sore, but I'm so happy. 3 hours, 30 people, and many with multiple questions. I'm on a high. I feel like I definitely served a purpose today. And I hope that there were some nuggets in there for you to take away, and I hope something resonates with you in some way. And if it does, let me know. I would love to hear from you. And so yeah, that wraps it up. I love, love, love you all. I hope you enjoyed this three-part series that I decided to divide up for your convenience. Also, I did mention earlier that the Your Own Magic Retreat is happening. Looks like April 28th-ish in Bali, end of April to early May. And it's going to be with a guest who has been on the podcast before. And I can't wait to announce that. P.S. by supporting Euro Magic sponsors like Hum and Four Sigmatic and Skillshare. And perhaps also leave a rate and review, and I'll enter you for the Hum $150 giveaway. PPS, Euromagic also has many meditations and meditative imaginings and self-exploration tools for your soul, like rituals and journaling questions and magic monthly challenges and more on the euromagic.life website. So when you join the Soul Tribe exclusive site for only $4.44 per month, you get an abundance of guided meditations and more by me. So check that out at yourownmagic.life. Anyways, I love you all so much, so much. Go create your own magic. And as always, have a magical, magical day.